Sir Acts, chapter 45. Beloved of God and men was Moses, whose memorial is blessed. And he made him glorious as God, and made him mighty in awe-inspiring deeds. By his words he caused wonders to happen in quick succession. And he made him bold in the presence of the king. And he gave him a charge to the people, and showed him his glory. For his faithfulness and his meekness, he chose him out of all flesh, and caused him to hear his voice, and let him draw near to the dark cloud. And he placed in his hand the commandment, even the law of life and discernment, that he might teach statutes to Jacob, and his testimonies and judgments to Israel. And he exalted a holy one like him, even Aaron of the tribe of Levi, and he appointed him by a perpetual statute, and put honor upon him, and he blessed him with his glory, and girded him with exceedingly great glory, and he clothed him with the perfection of adornment, and adorned him with splendid vestments, the breeches, the tunic, and the robe, and encompassed him with pomegranates, and with resounding bells round about, to make music with his steps, so as to cause the sound of him to be heard in the inmost shrine, for a memorial for the children of his people, with the holy garments of gold and violet, and purple, the work of the designer, and the breastplate of judgment, and the ephod and belt, and the scarlet, the work of a craftsman, with precious stones engraved like a signet, in settings, the work of the engraver, for a memorial in engraved writing, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, with a crown of pure gold upon his turban, the diadem engraven, holy to Yahweh, glorious majesty and mighty praise, the desire of the eyes, goodly and beautiful. Before him there never were such things, never did a stranger put them on. He trusted him and his sons only, and his son's sons throughout their generations. His meal offering is wholly consumed, twice every day as a continual sacrifice. Moses consecrated him, and anointed him with the holy oil, and it became for him an eternal covenant, and for his seed as the days of heaven, to minister and to execute the priest's office for him, and to bless his people in his name. He chose him out of all living, to bring near the burnt offerings and the fat pieces, and to burn a sweet savor and a memorial, and to make atonement for the children of Israel. And he gave them his commandments, and invested him with authority over statute and judgment, that he might teach his people statutes and judgments to the children of Israel. But strangers were incensed against him, and were envious against him in the wilderness, the men of Dathan and Abiram, and the company of Korah in the violence of their wrath. And Yahweh saw it and was angered, and consumed them in his fierce wrath. And he brought to pass a sign upon them, and devoured them with his fiery flame. And he increased his glory to Aaron, and gave him his inheritance, the holy contributions for their sustenance, the offerings of Yahweh made by fire for them to eat. The bread of the presence is his portion, a gift for him and for his seed. Only in the land of the people might he have no heritage, and in their midst divide no inheritance, whose portion and inheritance is Yahweh, in the midst of the children of Israel. Moreover, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was glorious in might as a third, in that he was jealous for the God of all, and stood in the breach for his people, while his heart prompted him, and he made atonement for the children of Israel. Therefore also for him he established an ordinance, a covenant of peace to maintain the sanctuary, that to him and to his seed should appertain the high priesthood forever. And also with David was his covenant, the son of Jesse, of the tribe of Judah. The inheritance of the king is his son's alone, while the inheritance of Aaron belongs to him, and to his seed. And now bless Yahweh, the good, who has crowned you with honor. May he grant you wisdom of heart, to judge his people in righteousness, that your prosperity may never cease, nor your power for eternal generations.